leader!
Order, order.
Try as they might, the opposition failed to make the Prime Minister, John Key, withdraw and apologise for accusing them of supporting rapists detained on Christmas Island, causing about a dozen female Labour and Green MPs to walk out in an extraordinary start to the day, which also saw opposition and Labour leader Andrew Little and his chief whip, Chris Hipkins, referred to the Privileges Committee for alleging bias by the Speaker, David Carter. More on that in a moment, but first the Speaker delivered on his promise to review was handling of Tuesday's question time.
While the interchange between members was a robust one, there was a point at which the Prime Minister made an unparliamentary remark in saying, quote, you back the rapists.
However, Mr Carter said he hadn't heard it.
Had I heard the remark properly, or had it been drawn to my attention at the time, I would have ruled it to be unparliamentary and required the Prime Minister to withdraw and apologise for it. Though I accept that members might have been offended by the remark, no member raised an objection at the time.
But Greens co-leader Matiria Touré claimed that two Labour MPs, Grant Robertson and Chris Hipkins, had done that.
And then I raised the exact point of order with you, saying that we took offence to that comment. There was no sooner opportunity to do that. We did so at the time and you refused to accept it.
Mr Carter said Matiria Touré was referring to a later comment.
I totally agree that the earlier comments, which I quote in my ruling, are unparliamentary. The problem with it, the situation yesterday, is it was 4.5 minutes after those comments were made before any member suggested offence was taken.
The Speaker explained why complaints had to be dealt with on the spot.
It is a matter of custom in this House that any issues such as these, the offence is taken, it must be dealt with immediately. It cannot be dealt with subsequently. Otherwise, we'd have all sorts of campaigns in here with people going over Hansard's weeks and weeks in the past, taking subsequent effect and then expecting a withdrawal to be delivered.
Nevertheless, female opposition MPs queued to leave the chamber, led by the Greens' Catherine Delahunty.
As a victim of sexual assault...
Order! Member,
I take personal offence, would like
order,
to ask for a personal
the member will resume her seat. Point of order, Marama Davidson.
As a victim order, of sexual violence...
Member, order! The member will leave the... The member will leave the chamber. Our point of order, clear, Karen.
As somebody who has experienced an attempted
order.
sexual assault, I take...
Order.
With more than a dozen empty seats on the opposition benches, question time finally got underway after about half an hour. Now to reach line for that other extraordinary event.
The Speaker, David Carter, handed over the chair to his deputy, Chester Burrows, to rule on a complaint of privilege involving himself. From senior government whip Tim McIndoe, the complaint was about reported comments from Labour leader Andrew Little and his chief whip, Chris Hipkins, about Mr Carter's ruling last month that a member's bill lodged by Mr Little was too similar to a previous bill in the name of Labour's Phil Twyford and could be struck out if it came up for debate this year. Mr Twyford's bill was defeated in March before Winston Peters' Northland by-election win gave the opposition hope that its second bill, now in the name of Mr Little, would pass its first reading. But the Speaker decided it was too similar to the original, preventing its progress in the same calendar year, prompting the allegations of political bias from the two Labour MPs. In delivering his ruling on Mr McIndoe's complaint, the Deputy Speaker indicated the comments could breach Parliament's rules.
In my view, allegations that the Speaker acts on the instruction of the government and interferes in parliamentary process for political reasons are serious matters that suggest that the Speaker is not only biased in performing his duties but is open to partisan manipulation.
The Deputy Speaker said it was up to the Privileges Committee to consider whether the comments made by Mr Little and Mr Hipkins amounted to contempt.
Consequently, I rule that a question of privilege does arise from the comments reportedly made by Mr Little and that they may constitute a reflection on the Speaker in his capacity as Speaker. I also rule that a question of privilege arises from the comments reportedly made by Mr Hipkins and that they may constitute a reflection on the Speaker in his capacity as Speaker. The questions therefore stand referred to the Privileges Committee.
Deputy Speaker Chester Burrows.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.